9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey, I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo, picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Winners of five in a row, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action tonight against the against the San Antonio Missions, as we're back in San Antonio for the fourth game of this seven-game series. The Rough Riders and the Missions have played eight games head-to-head this season, and the Rough Riders have won seven of them. They have dominated so far this season. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along as the Rough Riders go for win number six in a row. This is their longest winning streak of the season. In fact, they hadn't won more than three games in a row coming into this one. But They swept the doubleheader from San Antonio yesterday, winning 6-3 and 6-4 in the two games. And so now the Rough Riders have an opportunity to continue that winning streak with Ben Anderson on the hill. The 26-year-old stands 6'4", 200 pounds out of Rexford, New York. And he has been good at times this season, but he has struggled recently. A 5.01 ERA across 8 appearances, 7 starts, a record of 2-3 for the right-hander. Opponents are hitting 305 against him, and it's been recently that's been the struggle for Ben Anderson. Over his last 3 starts and over 10 ERA, and opponents hitting just shy of 400 against him. In his one start against San Antonio, he allowed 6 runs on 8 hits across 5 1/3 innings. And did not strike out a batter. So he looks for a better start this to go around against the Missions. It's the only loss that the Rough Riders have suffered head-to-head against San Antonio. It was when Ben Anderson was last on the hill. His mound opponent today is Victor Lizarraga, the right-hander out of San Diego. A native of San Diego, he moved to Mexico and was signed as an international free agent out of there when he was 17 years old. And he is the number 10 pitching prospect, or number 10 overall prospect in the Padres organization. He has been a fly ball pitcher and one of the best fly ball pitchers in the entire Texas League this season. He's used that to a lot of success here in this building, as he has yet to allow an earned run in 3 starts here at the Wolf this year. So the Rough Riders will try to get to him for the first time in this ballpark. So far this season, in 7 starts, he's 1-2 with a 2.81 ERA. His worst start of his season, though, came against the Rough Riders as he tied a career high, allowing 7 runs, only 4 of them earned in that start. It's the Rough Riders and the Missions, game number 48 of the season for the Rough Riders. Frisco 30-17, the best record in the Texas League and the second best record, trailing just by a game in all of AA. As AA Birmingham, the Chicago White Sox affiliate, has 1 more win and 1 fewer loss than the Rough Riders. So Frisco chasing that down and chasing down their 6th consecutive win today. It's coming against San Antonio for game 4 of this series. Yesterday, we got a chance to catch up with the director of operations at the minor league level for the Rangers. That's Stosh Hoover. Get you part 2 of that interview on the other side of the break. Rough Riders and Missions, game 4 of this series, coming up at 5 past the top of the hour from the Wolf on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Joined by Stosh Hoover. Now, over 10 years with the Rangers organization, and you guys finally win it all last year. From your perspective, what was that like to be a part of?
A dream come true. It was the most incredible experience outside of, you know, my wedding and the birth of my daughter. It was everything I've always wanted. For me, it was to be able to win that championship, and the first person that I hugged was Kenny Holmberg, who had been here just a little bit longer than I've been here, and for everybody that had been around during those couple of World Series appearances in 10 and 11 and dealt with the pain of those losses, to see him still wearing a Ranger uniform and be there that night when we won, brought me to tears. And, you know, it's funny, we won the World Series at Chase Field in Arizona, and when I was 16 years old in high school, I grew up in Phoenix, and I was a Diamondbacks fan, and I got to watch the D-backs win a World Series in that ballpark. So to see my team, now it was the Rangers this time, win a World Series in the same ballpark two times, you know, separated by two decades. It was a pretty surreal and almost full circle moment.
We're joined by Stosh Hoover. Now, when you look at the Rangers organization in general, coming off a World Series, and it seemed like it happened very fast from going into competitive, I guess, looking at it from the major league level over the last couple of years. Now, what is it that you guys want to do coming off the World Series from a minor league standpoint?
Well, I think ultimately it's continue to develop the prospects that we do have and provide players that are going to help out the team at the big league level. And that comes in a variety of ways. Obviously, it's call-ups. We've had, I think, five or six guys from the minor league level make their debut already this year, which is exciting. Some of it, you know, due to the injuries that we've had up there. But at the end of the day, our job is to get these guys ready to help Bochy win baseball games at the big league level. And, you know, the other way that might come is in trades. And you never know what could happen as we get closer to the trade deadline. But our mission stays the same, even after winning a World Series. And CY has said it multiple times in public interviews that we're going to be judged on what we do now. And our job is to go out and prove that it wasn't just a one-year thing. It wasn't a fluke. We're here to stay. And for us to continue competing and doing what we need to do at the big league level, that requires us on the minor league side and player development to continue building championship-level players to go up there and make an impact.
I'm joined by Stosh Hoover. Now, this year has been particularly challenging because of all the injuries that you guys have faced at the minor league level. How difficult is that to kind of maneuver from your perspective?
From my perspective, it's very difficult. You know, you're sending bodies, and I think we set a record for transactions in April, at least in my time with the organization. But it's kind of the puzzle, and working with Josh Bonifay, our director of player development, and all of our minor league coordinators on how those pieces fit, and making sure that we have players that can help out at all sorts of affiliates for coverage as guys are getting continually called up to the big leagues to help make an impact. At the end of the day, we all work together. We're all a team, and you know, we're doing everything we can to make sure that our players are in the best position to have success, and that our staffs and teams have what they need on a nightly basis. And that's a fun part of the job, stressful part of the job, but it's the fun part of the job as well.
Joined by Stosh Hoover, the director of operations at the minor league level for the Rangers. Stosh, thanks so much for joining us, and excited to see you back out here.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
There's the voice of Ben Anderson. He'll take the hill here in just a few minutes for the Rough Riders for game number four of this seven-game series between Frisco and San Antonio. We welcome you back into the Wolf, and let's get you set for today's game with the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the Rough Riders visiting today, and they are a record of 30-17, the best record in the Texas League, and this is what they look like as announced by manager Carlos Cardoza. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, leads it off. Then it's Liam Hicks, the catcher, and Cody Freeman, the designated hitter today, hitting in the three spot. Josh Hatcher is the right fielder cleaning things up. Cabo Rodriguez is at second base. He hits in the five spot. And Abimelech Ortiz hits sixth at first base today defensively. Bottom third of the order, welcome back Maximo Acosta, who is the shortstop today defensively. He missed the last nine games after hyperextending his right knee sliding into a base in Amarillo. He's back in the lineup now, just activated today. And Franer Chavez hits eighth at third base. Daniel Mateo rounds out the order for the Rough Riders in center field. Once again, for the Rough Riders, Zavala, Hicks, Freeman,
Hatcher, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Acosta, Chavez, and Mateo, the starting nine for Frisco. Ben Anderson gets the ball for Frisco. And here's the lineup that he'll face for the San Antonio Missions, playing as the Flying Chanclas today, the Copa de la Diversión identity. I always love the Copa identities, and the Chanclas are one that the Missions wear a lot. Rough Riders have Quesos de Frisco as their Copa identity. I really think someone should be the Chinchillas. That's got to be one that somebody fits in at some point. Anyway, here's that lineup for the Missions as the Chanclas today. Ripken Reyes is the third baseman leading it off. Clay Dungan, the center fielder, hits second. And Cole Cummings is the left fielder, hitting third. Robbie Tenerowitz at first base cleans it up. Brandon Valenzuela is the catcher today, hitting fifth. Michael De La Cruz, the second baseman, in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order for the Missions. It's Robert Perez Jr. in right field. Juan Zabala, the DH. And Ray Patrick Ditter, the shortstop, rounding out the card. The caboose in the order for the Chanclas. Chanclas means flip-flops, by the way, in case you were wondering. A flying Chanclas is a flying flip-flop. Anyway, that lineup again for San Antonio. It's Reyes, Dungan, Cummings, Tenerowitz, Valenzuela, De La Cruz, Perez, Zabala, and Ditter. Victor Lizarraga is the pitcher for the Missions today, and it should be a really good pitching matchup between two guys that have struggled a little bit but also have really nice stretches so far this season. Ben Anderson with his three-pitch mix. It's turned into a four-pitch mix, adding a slider-slash-cutter into his arsenal of fastball, curveball, and changeup as he continues to find that pitch. He has been a much better pitcher on the road this season than he has been within the friendly confines of Riders Field. At home, he has an ERA of over 8, and on the road, an ERA under 2 in the same number of games. So the Rough Riders starter will look to continue that trend here on the road in San Antonio, a ballpark that plays very well for pitchers, and we've seen that so far in this series. The Rough Riders riding a 5-game winning streak in which they've been the best pitching team in the Texas League during these last 5 games, surrendering just 11 runs, 9 of them earned over these 5 games, a 1.98 ERA. They're also scoring the second most runs during this stretch in the Texas League, 22 runs in the last 5 games, and a good opportunity to put up more against Victor Lizarraga. Chanclas are taking the field right now, and the Rough Riders getting set to try and extend their winning streak to 6 games here in San Antonio. Happy you're with us on this Thursday night. When we come back, we'll get your first pitch between the Riders and the Chanclas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Scherzer, a three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
The Rough Riders have won five consecutive games, and they look to make it six on an overcast day in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the Wolf. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along on this Thursday evening. The Rough Riders sweeping a doubleheader yesterday from the San Antonio Missions, winning Game 2 in come-from-behind fashion. And today, it's Victor Lizarraga on the hill for the Missions. Aaron Tavala stepping to the plate, and we're just about ready for baseball. Frisco coming in at 30-17 on the season. They have sole possession of first place in the Texas League South. On the other side, San Antonio is 22-24. They are 6.5 games back of the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala, left-handed batter, 1-for-7 in this series. That one hit a double. Lizarraga, the right-hander, working for the third base side of the rubber, rocks back, and away we go. A swing and a hard grounder down the first baseline, but foul. And it's 0-1. We're underway at 7:08 in the p.m., 3 minutes tardy on this overcast day. It's very warm and humid. 90 degrees is our temperature. 97 the feels like, with 56% humidity today. Cloud cover up above. 12-mile-per-hour winds blowing in from left field with 18-mile-an-hour gusts. And ball leaked down into shallow right field. Robert Perez Jr. had to go grab it. He tosses it towards the Riders' on-field bullpen down the right field line. And we're ready again. The 0-1 pitch to Zavala. And rides high and inside on him, and it's one ball and one strike. Lizarraga, the number 10 prospect in the Padres organization, comes in with a record of 1-2, a 2.81 ERA. 1-1, fouled straight back. Ball and two strikes on Zavala. He's making his eighth start of the season in 25 2/3 innings. He's struck out exactly 25 to 12 walks, and he's done a really nice job limiting base runners this season. 1-2. Swinging a line drive, softly hit on, one hop to second. De La Cruz has got it up into the belly, and he throws out Zavala, one away. He's off the end of the bat, kind of a humpback liner out towards second base. De La Cruz played it off to his left like a catcher would, playing the infield, and that's what he is. Picks up the grounder and throws out Zavala. Liam Hicks bats now. One out in the top of the first inning. No score. Lizarraga making his second start against the Rough Riders this season. First pitch. Zavala swings, cracks it up the middle, and that's into center. It's a base hit for Liam Hicks. Right back up the box. Rough Riders catcher attacking the first pitch and smashing it up the middle into center field. Rough Riders first hit with one down in the first inning, and Cody Freeman bats now. Lizarraga, one of two 20-year-olds in this starting rotation for the Missions. We saw the first, Robbie Snelling, in the opener of the doubleheader yesterday. Snelling in that first start against the Rough Riders, it came back on May 11th. He went just three innings. First pitch. He captures the upper edge inside corner with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. He went three innings, surrendering seven runs, which tied a career high, though just four of them were earned. On six hits, walked two and struck out two. 0-1. Freeman watched the breaking ball in the outside corner. It's quickly 0-2. Cody Freeman went 1-for-5 in the first three games of the series. His one hit, a two-run single. He's also walked twice. Hicks leads from first in this top of the first inning. 0-2. Breaking ball tagged down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. It lands in fair and rolls all the way to the fence. Hicks up to third. He gets the stop sign right there. Cody Freeman rips into second with his 12th double to lead the team. And the Rough Riders have runners at second and third with just one out here in the first inning. Well, the Rough Riders have really made a habit out of scoring in the first inning this season. They're second in the league in runs scored in the first inning with 33 in their 47 games. Midland leads with 34, one more run than them. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. He swings, fouls it off the fist, back behind home. It's 0-1. Infield comes in now for San Antonio. The top half of the first inning, no score. Hicks a single, Freeman a double on an 0-2 pitch. Hatcher hit a three-run homer yesterday in game one of the doubleheader. His fifth of the year in the 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-2. Hatcher's blast, one of two home runs for the Rough Riders in that opener of the Twin Bill. The only two home runs that the Riders have hit so far in this series. 0-2 pitch. Up and away, he takes it for ball one. It's one ball and two strikes. Hatcher hitting .316, which is third best in the Texas League. 2-for-9 in this series. He's had a much slower month of May than he did have a month of April, but he was a monster in the month of April, winning Texas Rangers Minor League Player of the Month. 1-2. Breaking ball, hot grounder to second. De La Cruz has got it, comes home. Hicks doesn't slide, he's safe. He just fit his left foot onto the inside corner of home plate. The throw from De La Cruz pulled Valenzuela to his right. He tried to whip around and try a spin tag. And it was probably better that Hicks didn't slide there. He's able to beat the throw, and the Riders lead 1-0. Freeman on to third on the play, and Hatcher has driven in his 31st run of the season. He's now at first base. Came in sixth in the league in RBIs, and he adds another one there. Runners on the corners, one down for Rodriguez. Lizarraga ready from the stretch and time call. The Rough Riders score their 34th run in the first inning this season. And they have continued to make a habit out of scoring in the first. Frisco has now scored in the first inning in four of their last five games. The pitch, Rodriguez shows bunt, pulls back and takes high. It's one ball and no strikes. Thinking about a safety squeeze opportunity. The Riders have already scored on a safety squeeze one time in this series. That was back in the opener when Franer Chavez laid one down in the seventh inning. It turned out to be a big run and a 3-2 Rough Riders win. 1-0 is lashed foul down the left field line into the netting, and it's one ball and one strike. To give you the defense behind Lizarraga today, it's Cole Cummings in left, Clay Dungan in center, and Robert Perez Jr. in right. Ripken Reyes has third, Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop, Michael De La Cruz at second, Robbie Tenerowitz at first, and Brandon Valenzuela does the catching today for the Missions, playing as Flying Chunkless, which is a flying flip-flop, their Copa de la Diversión alternate identity. Ball and a strike, the pitch. Swinging a line drive down the left field line. It's fair. Freeman in to score. Hatcher on his way to third. The throw goes through, and he's out at third base. But Rodriguez with an RBI double, and the Riders now lead 2-0. A good relay in from Cole Cummings to Ditter, the shortstop, right to Ripken Reyes, the third baseman, laying the tag down on Hatcher for the second out. Rodriguez going to second with the RBI double. Rodriguez, his second hit of this series. Both have been for extra bases. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. First pitch is down and in with a breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. The Riders are not seeing very many pitches against Lizarraga. They're attacking early on in the count. And that is staying with what they've done a lot this season. The pitch is just high and away. Two balls, no strikes. This next pitch will be the 18th for Lizarraga, but the Rough Riders haven't seen more than four pitches in a single plate appearance. 2-0 Frisco, top of the first inning. 2-0. Strike in the outside corner. It's 2-1. This Rough Riders offense has been unrelenting in the early part of this series, especially during this five-game winning streak. Their pitching staff has been the big thing that's garnered a lot of the attention, but the offense has been really good and timely as well. 2-1. Breaking ball just slips inside. 3-1 to Ortiz. Frisco doesn't have the runners in scoring position numbers you might expect for a five-game winning streak. They're hitting just .225 with runners at second, third, or both during this stretch. 3-1. Ortiz fouls it straight back, and it's 3-2. But even with that being said, they're still second in the league in runs scored during this five-game winning streak with 22. A little over 4 runs a game. And Frisco looking to add on to the 2 runs they have already here in the first with a runner at second and 2 down. Here's the stretch, 3-2. Breaking ball, high tapper over to first base. Tenerowitz has got it up out of the air. He takes it to the pillow himself, and the side is retired. Rough Riders do get 2 runs, though, on 3 hits. No errors and 1 runner left on base. We're into the bottom half of the first inning. The Rough Riders leading 2-0. Ben Anderson to the hill when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders leading 2-0 as we make our way into the bottom of the first inning. RBI double for Caber Rodriguez, and a fielder's choice that drives in a run off the bat of Josh Hatcher as well. Frisco feeling pretty good about themselves going into the bottom of the first inning with Ben Anderson on the hill. Left-handed batter, the switch hitter, Ripken Reyes against Anderson, the right-handed pitcher. Anderson ready from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Fastball, middle for a strike. It's 0-1. Reyes 3-for-12 in the series, hitting just .202 on the season, though. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated. It's quickly 0-2. Ben Anderson, 6'4", 200-pound, 26-year-old out of Rexford, New York. Originally a 13th-round draft pick in 2019 by the Rangers. He readies and fires. Well high, and it's 1-2. So far this season, a 2-3 record, a 5.01 ERA, but that's inflated with 2 outings in his last 3 in which he surrendered 6 runs, including his worst start of the season his last time out. 1-2. Swinging a line drive, lofted up the middle, right to Acosta. Shorty makes the two-handed squeeze behind the bag, and there's one away. Clay Dungan bats now. Dungan, left-handed batter, hitting just .179 through 15 games here at the AA level. Here's the stretch from Anderson and the offering in. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat. Foul up the left side. It's 0-1. Wind blowing in from center field still. It's introduced to the defense behind Anderson today. It's Aaron Zavala in left. Daniel Mateo in center. Josh Hatcher in right. Brainer Chavez has third today. Max Acosta back in the lineup. He's up the middle at short. Caber Rodriguez, his double play partner up the middle. The pitch. And it simmers in high, and it's 1-1. Bimelec Ortiz has first base. And the catcher is Liam Hicks. Anderson ready. He deals. Bounces down to the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Pull side shift on the infield for that left-handed batter, Duncan. Anderson making his second start against San Antonio. He allowed 6 runs over 5 1/3 against them back on May 8th in a 7-0 Frisco loss. 2-1. Just inside, missing with the change. 3 balls, 1 strike. That's his only career start head-to-head against these missions. Looking to bounce back after these last 3 starts, he's had an over 10 ERA. 3-1. It's down for ball 4. He walks Dungan. 1-out base runner for Cole Cummings in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 Frisco. Anderson, not a guy who walks very many. It's only his 5th walk of this season. He has one of the lowest walk rates in the whole Texas League. The pitch. That's high off the outside corner. It's 1-0-2. Man, he has been phenomenal in that department. The biggest thing that's been a problem for him is giving up too many hits. He's giving up an opponent average over 300 this season. 1-0. High and outside. It's 2-0-0. Left-handers have, in particular, given him a lot of issues. Lefties are hitting 327 with a 900 OPS against him. Right-handers are hitting 291. The pitch, swing and a miss, out in front of the changeup, and it's now 2-1. Now Anderson looking to work on that here in a ballpark that is really good for pitchers who are working to get out of some slumps. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1. Swinging a high pop-up towering shot down the left side of the infield. Chavez angling over towards the line. And the third baseman makes the grab. 2 down in the first inning with a runner at first. 2-0 Rough Riders. Here's Robbie Tenerowitz. Tenerowitz 3-for-9 in this series. He's doubled and walked. Anderson back to the hill, working from the third base side of the rubber. Long brown beard around his chin. He fires over to first base, not in time. Dungan is 5-for-5 in steals during his limited time with the Missions. Only 15 games and he already has 5 steals. Anderson pinning the glove to his left hip. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch, high and tight. 1-0-0. Trevor Patience has our balls and strikes behind home plate today. Ben Engstrand, the crew chief, is the first base umpire. And Brandon Tipton has third base today. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. 1-0 pitch, high and outside. 2-0-0 to Tenerowitz. Anderson has fallen behind 2-0 to each of the last 2 hitters after walking Dungan. Center fielder leads off from first base. 2-0 pitch. Strike in the upper edge outside corner with the heater, and it's 2-1. Tenerowitz, an over 300 hitter in his career against the Rough Riders both last year and this year. And he has really terrorized the Rough Riders. And even in this series, he's 3-for-9. Anderson peering in for his sign with the infield back and slightly to pole behind him. Glove high set, the pitch. This is high. 3-1. It's a belt high set. Wind continuing to blow in from center field. with Brandon Valenzuela waiting on deck in the bottom half of the this first inning. He's ready and deals. And that one rides inside, ball four. So two walks in the first inning. He came in with just four walks on the season. And his next pitch will be his 19th of the first. So multiple uncharacteristic things for Anderson. Brandon Valenzuela hits now. Here's the pitch. A swing and a little looper over third. It's down into left field. A base hit. Dungan around. He comes across to score. And San Antonio's on the board. They now trail 2-1. So back-to-back walks come back, or two walks in the inning, I should say, come back to bite Ben Anderson. RBI single for Brandon Valenzuela on a pitch that was sawed off into shallow left. Now Michael De La Cruz. Ben Anderson came in with just a 3% walk rate. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball on one hop out to second. Rodriguez has got it and fires on to first to get him. Side retired. Anderson gets the final out on the first pitch to Michael De La Cruz, holding his pitch count at 20 in the first inning. But he surrenders a run on a hit. No errors and two left on. 2-1 Rough Riders. We go to the top of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
It's 2-1 Rough Riders into the top half of the second inning from the Wolf. Happy to have you along. It's been an offensive showcase so far for both these teams. The Rough Riders, two runs on three hits in the first inning, and San Antonio a run on a hit in their first. Bottom third of the order due up against Victor Lizarraga. It's Maximo Acosta, Franmir Chavez, and Daniel Mateo, the three due up. Lizarraga, the 20-year-old right-hander, threw 21 pitches in that first inning. Acosta back in the lineup. Happy to see Max back. Missed the last nine games with a knee hyperextension, sliding into a base in Amarillo. He's feeling 100%. First pitch home. Breaking ball low and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Acosta adds a lot of dimensions to this Rough Riders defense. He can play multiple positions, just like all four of the Rough Riders' main infielders. The 1-0. Check swing on a breaking ball again outside. It's two balls and no strikes. You have Franmir Chavez, who can play the three main outside of first base, although he has played a little first in his Riders career. 2-0. Swinging a line shot to center field right at Dungan. Coming in, he makes the grab. Costa just hit it too hard. One out for Franmir Chavez. And then Acosta, Kiefer Rodriguez, and Alex Degody can all play third, short, and second. And they all have this year as well. Degody hasn't played a whole lot of third, but hasn't spent the whole season with the Rough Riders either. Up in AAA Round Rock a bit. 2-1 Riders. Lizarraga winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Chavez comes up empty. On a fastball, middle. Chavez just 1-for-6 in the series. He's just 2-for-his-last-17. The 0-1. Just outside. Ball on a strike. Good opportunity to get right back in it here. Base is clear. 1-1. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up down the left field line. A long run for Cummings. Still going towards foul ground. And it's off the netting. Foul ball. And it's 1-2 on the Riders' third baseman, who we've seen play some shortstop recently as well. And he's been pretty good at shortstop defensively. He's really smooth as a defender. Here's the wind and the 1-2. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. 2-2. This bottom third of the Riders' order has struggled to produce runs with Chavez and Mateo, but it seemed like everything has kind of bounced the Rough Riders' way during this nice little winning streak. 2-2, down and in. 3-2. On the offensive side and on the pitching side. Especially when they're playing San Antonio or Corpus Christi. After the doubleheader sweep yesterday, the Rough Riders are now 17-3 against those two teams combined. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, strike 3 call. Chavez watches it on the outer edge. And he's down looking for the first strikeout from Lizarraga. Daniel Mateo bats now. 2-1 Riders, top of the second. So the Rough Riders being 17-3 against Corpus and San Antonio, they are 13-14 against all the other teams in the Texas League. The funny thing is, the Riders have been playing mostly South Division teams. The pitch is hit in the air, foul down the right field line. It's 0-1 on Mateo with 2 outs and the base is clear. Riders leading by a run in the second. Frisco has only played 9 of their 48 games against North Division opponents. The 0-1. In the air, foul down the right field line. It's 0-2, so that means we'll have a very backloaded second half of the season against North Division opponents. Frisco won't see a Northern team until they take on Arkansas for the 4th of July week with 3 at home and 3 on the road. Kind of crazy how that works. Frisco doesn't even travel to Springfield or Tulsa this year. For the second straight year, those two teams. 0-2. Mateo watches off the outside corner. 1-2. Lizarraga looking like he's starting to lock things in. He peers over the top of Red Glove. He rocks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball in the dirt away. Valenzuela blocks. Steps out in front of home. Slings it down to first to retire him and complete the second strikeout for Lizarraga. 2-1 Riders. Bottom of the second next. Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. End of the last of the second inning, the Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage. Ben Anderson back to the hill looking for a bounce back frame after walking a pair and surrendering an RBI single to Brandon Valenzuela. He threw 20 pitches in that first. Bottom third, it's Robert Perez starting things off against him. Anderson ready from the stretch, he deals. Swinging a ground ball, worm burner out to shortstop. Acosta's got it, double pumps, fires onto first and gets him one out. One pitch, one out, that's a good way to do it for Anderson. After that 20-pitch inning, here's Juan Zabala. Zabala 2-for-4 in his only appearance in this series. 2 appearances, 2-for-4. He had a good game two of the doubleheader yesterday, walking, picking up two hits, and he also had a sack fly. The pitch. That's on the inside corner, a called strike with a curveball. Another righty-righty matchup. Anderson readies. He kicks home. A line drive in a right field the opposite way. It sinks down a base hit in front of Hatcher. And Juan Zabala has himself his first hit today, his third of the series, and the second for San Antonio tonight. That brings Ray Patrick Ditter to the plate. 2-1, Rough Riders leader. Bottom of the second. Ray Patrick Ditter has had an incredible journey to San Antonio and the Padres franchise. Right-handed batter, a native of Aruba. Anderson readies, he deals home to Ditter. Check swing on a pitch low and away. He did not go around. One ball and no strikes. Originally, Ditter was a member of the Braves organization from 2013 through 2019 and then became a free agent after that season, signing with the Padres going into the 2020 season. The pitch. Swinging a chopper foul to the left side. It's one ball and one strike. Well, the 2020 season didn't happen, so he was released by the organization but still wanted to play baseball, and he was sitting at home in Aruba and didn't know what to do. Well, his agent approached him saying, hey, there's a league out in Italy that's really interested in you. The pitch home. He takes a breaking ball outside. Count goes to 2-1 on the shortstop in the 9-hole. And he was a little concerned because COVID was super important to his family in terms of staying safe and staying away from it. The outbreaks are pretty bad in Italy at the time. Stretch in the 2-1. Swinging a chopper to short. Acosta comes up on it. Fields onto second for one. Rodriguez turns to first. Got him for the double play. 4-6-3, and Ditter is retired on the double play. Well, the Rough Riders still lead 2-1, and we go into the top of the third inning. Nice turn. The Rough Riders up the middle. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
top half of the third in San Antonio, Texas. Happy to have you on this Thursday evening. Zach Bigley with you. Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders, leading 2-1. Victor Lizarraga, right-handed pitcher against the left-handed batting Aaron Zavala. Open stance from the left side. Lizarraga looks over a red glove, peels and fires. It's down and in, one ball and no strikes on Zavala, who grounded out to second his first time up. Rough Riders with two runs in the top of the first. San Antonio answered with one in the bottom. 1-0. Breaking ball slips across the outside corner at the top of the zone. It's one ball and one strike on Zavala. Victor Lizarraga, just 20 years old. He rocks back here in the 1-1. Swinging a drive deep down the right field line. He hooked it foul and out of play. Aaron Zavala hammered that baseball. It's one ball and two strikes. Bidding for his fourth home run of the season. He's back in. Lizarraga has seen some hard contact against him early on. Number 10 prospect in the Padres organization. 1-2. That one's looped down the left field line. Eyes for the chalk. It's down. It's fair. And it's all the way to the fence. Zavala up to second base. He's got himself a double. And the Rough Riders have their third double already against Lizarraga. Well, that one wasn't hit nearly as hard as the foul ball, but Zavala was able to hook it down that left side the opposite way. So Liam Hicks stands in now, left-handed batter. He singled in the first inning and came in to score the Rough Riders' first run of the day. Frisco leading 2-1, top half of the third. First pitch, high and outside with a fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. Lizarraga grew up in San Diego, California, but he was signed for $1 million by the Padres organization out of Mexico. He's ready from this stretch. And the 1-0. That's on the inside corner, a fastball for a strike. It's 1-1. Lizarraga was playing in high school, and he decided he wasn't a very big fan of school and wanted to go play baseball full-time. So he ended up moving across the border, 1-1. Swinging a soft roller foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-2 on Hicks. He got his residency in Mexico and became eligible for international free agency and was signed in May of 2021 as an international free agent for $1 million by his hometown Padres. He's continued to work his way up through the organization, but as just a 20-year-old here in AA, is a sub-3 ERA. He's been fantastic. Liam Hicks broke his bat on that last swing. He has to go get a new stick. One ball and two strikes on him. Zavala the double. He's at second. Nobody out. Top of the third inning. 2-1 Riders. Lizarraga from the belt. 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up shallow left field. Cummings a long run in. The third baseman Reyes into foul ground. Reaches out and makes the grab. Hicks fouls out. One away for Cody Freeman. Freeman doubled it down the left field line in the first. Got behind 0-2 on back-to-back breaking balls. And then got a third and it was hanging in the middle of the plate. And he hit it off the end of the bat, but down the left field line. His team leading 12th double of the season. He pinwheels the bat a couple times out towards the mound. First pitch. Fastball strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Lizarraga has gotten more ground balls maybe than you'd expect early on, with three ground ball outs already. He readies, and the 0-1. Breaking ball comes inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Lizarraga's 51% fly ball rate is the highest in the Texas League so far this season. He's mostly a fly ball pitcher, but putting the ball on the ground a little bit. Rough Riders have hit plenty of balls in the air, but the problem for Lizarraga is they've landed at the three doubles already. He has been a phenomenal pitcher here at this ballpark. He's got his sign. He's ready from the stretch. Looking back at second. The 1-1. Breaking ball again, tagged in the air down the right field line. Perez scooting over towards the line, and it leaks foul into the stands. A ball and two strikes on Freeman now. In 11 and two-thirds innings here at this park, he has only allowed one unearned run, as opposed to 0-2 with an over 5 ERA on the road during his starts. He didn't make very long starts at the beginning of the season. His first three starts, he just went 8 2/3 innings, but they were scoreless. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Climb the ladder with the fastball. He strikes out Freeman. Third K, and there are two away. That's impressive. Freeman is the sixth hardest player to strike out in the league this year via strikeout rate. He chased a high fastball there. Two down in the third. After the leadoff double, Josh Hatcher bats. Left-handed hitter who bounced into a fielder's choice, producing a run in the first. Offering in, he swings and slashes it foul in the air, out of play on the left side. It's 0-1. Lizarraga only allowed two hits in those first 8 2/3 innings, the first three starts of the year. And then got a bit of a wake-up call on his next two, the pitch. It's on the outside corner with a backdoor curve, and it's 0-2. Allowing eight earned over his next two starts, and then over his last two, he hasn't allowed a single earned run over 10 2/3 innings. So it's been a bit of a ping-pongy kind of year for Lizarraga. 0-2 pitch. Hatcher swings and chops it foul to the right side. It's still 0-2. Hatcher stands straight up and down, left-handed hitter's batter's box. A two-handed bat pinwheel out towards the hill. He's back in. Lizarraga has his sign, now steps off. Wipes off some sweat on his right forearm from his brow. Still no balls and two strikes. He looks back towards second and offers in. Low and away, missing down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Wind continues to blow softly in from center field. There's an Air Force base beyond left field, and a massive plane is going into land beyond us. 1-2. Line foul into the netting above the Missions dugout on the left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Caper Rodriguez waiting on deck for the Rough Riders, leading 2-1 in the top of the third. Lizarraga has his side, dangling the ball off to his right side. He's ready from the stretch of the belt. He kicks. Low with another breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes on the right fielder, Hatcher. A good plate appearance for him. If it's a long plate appearance for Josh Hatcher, he's probably going to have a lot of foul balls. He swings just about as much as anybody. The pitch is chopping the ground foul to the right side. And it's still two balls and two strikes. It's ballpark, Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium, with a good crowd on this Thursday. A couple layers to the ballpark. You have the lower bowl and then an upper bowl. And then the press box, almost like a lasagna with different layers piling up. Here's the stretch of the 2-2. Swinging a hard line drive right back to the hill. It's caught by Lizarraga, and all Hatcher can do is stare. Oh, man, that was an incredible play. Scalded off the bat right back to him. Cat-like free reflexes made the catch off his left hip. Side retired. 2-1 Riders into the home half of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money.
And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Tigers Baseball Program.
Top of the order, due up for San Antonio in the bottom half of the third inning. Ripken Reyes to lead it off against Ben Anderson. Frisco leading 2-1. All three combined runs coming in the first inning of today's game. Reyes, the switch hitter, batting from the left side against the right-hander Anderson. He's ready from the stretch, first pitch. Swinging a line drive, loop down the right side, and claims the netting just above the Riders' on-field bullpen. Drops down near the tarp. No balls in one strike on Reyes. Reyes usually has the claim to be the smartest guy on any baseball field that he is playing on. Soon he'll be Dr. Reyes. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swinging a soft roller foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-2. He started out his college career at California Berkeley, and known for being a very good academic school. He got his degree in English there and was a good baseball player, but not necessarily a guy you expect to get drafted. He had 234 in 3 years at Cal. The 0-2, swinging a foul out of play to the left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. After he got his degree, he transferred to University of San Diego, where he enrolled in their graduate program, getting his graduate degree in leadership studies. 0-2. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way, just inside the third base bag, down the left field line. Zavala kicks it in left field, and Reyes scoots up to second. So Zavala, trying to make a play on the ball and keep him at first base, looked up before he had the baseball, and he kicked it in front of him. And we'll see if they go single in an error or straight double for Reyes. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom of the third, but the leadoff runner aboard in scoring position now. Here's Clay Dungan. Left-handed batter against Anderson, who's ready from the stretch. Looking back at second, he swivels home. Swinging a foul at the plate, it's 0-1. Reyes is currently still going to University of San Diego, and he's working towards his PhD. So he will soon be Dr. Reyes, named after Cal Ripken. He also has a brother named Roland, you might expect, Scott Roland. Stretching the pitch. That's high and tight. It looked like it hit off his bat, but it didn't. Hicks just missed it. Went back to the backstop. He might have gotten crossed up. And Anderson coming to the plate, tapping his chest, saying, "That's my bad." And those two going to talk it over. And now the umpire is coming together. Are they going to see if it hit Clay Dungan's bat and whether or not it's a foul ball or a wild pitch? Had such a weird carom to it all the way back behind home plate. It was kind of tough to tell. Right now, Reyes is at third. And actually what they're doing is they're checking on Trevor Patience as that ball hit him. And now here comes the trainer for San Antonio, David Bryan. And he's checking on Patience. They do go double, by the way, for Ripken Reyes down that left field line. No error on Zavala. Still checking on Patience, the umpire at home plate. Making sure that he's okay. It was a fastball that went up and in. And they say officially wild pitch. As Hicks got crossed up and Anderson tapping his chest saying, that's my fault, wrong pitch. Patience, I'm sure, going through concussion protocol. And it looks like he's okay. He's going to stay in the game. And the mound meeting is broken up as well. Everyone goes back to their positions. To one ball, one strike count on Clay Dungan with a runner at third. And nobody out in the third inning. Back in action, the pitch. Fouled away to the left side. It's 1-2 now on Dungan. Clay Dungan and Tristan Polly both went to Indiana State together. They're very, very close. Tristan Polly, the pitch. Swinging a drive out to center field. Mateo going back. He's still running back on it, and he's under it to make the catch. Reyes tags from third. He comes across to score. And it's a tie game at 2-2. Sack fly into center field for Clay Dungan. Base is clear, one out. Cole Cummings due up. Tristan Polly is currently engaged, and he said, we're such good friends, Clay Dungan's going to be at my wedding. And those two got to face off against each other yesterday. First pitch home. Curveball top of the zone, a strike on Cummings, and it's 0-1. And Polly struck him out. So Polly says he's faced four of his college teammates in minor league baseball. He's struck out every single one of them now. The pitch. Swinging a line shot into left field. Zavala trotting in. He makes the two-handed squeeze chest high. And there's the second out of the third. Bobby Tenerowitz, the batter now. Tied at two, bottom half of the third. Right-handed hitter. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Fastball, bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Anderson has allowed the two runs now across three innings and trying to buckle it in. The pitch. Low. Ball and a strike. Wind blowing in from left field, and the Rough Riders defense playing a little bit shallower than you might expect because of that. Out of the outfield. Anderson readies. He fires. Check swing on a pitch low and away. The appeal, he did not go. That's two balls and one strike. Brandon Valenzuela, left-handed batter on deck. Anderson, glove at the belt, he deals. Swinging a soft tapper foul to the left side off the face of the Mission's dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders out hitting San Antonio 4-3 in this tie game. Anderson with the glove pinned to his left hip, looking in for his sign. The pitch, high and inside, backed him off the plate. We're full at 3-2. Rough Riders not the only ones in action currently. El Paso visiting Round Rock at the AAA level. The pitch is fouled off of the plate, and it's still 3-2. There was just a very odd occurrence in that game. There was a controversial play at second base. And there were three players ejected and a manager ejected in the same play. The pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball off the end of the bat, squibbing foul up the first baseline. It's still 3-2. The second baseman in that game for El Paso was thrown out, arguing the play at second. Then the catcher, Kevin Plawecki, the former major leaguer, sprinted from behind home out to second base to argue. He was thrown out. And the manager got thrown out of the game. Here's the stretch. 3-2. High and tight, ball four. Ben Anderson walks his third in this start. Came in with four walks all season. He's walked three in this start. Here's Brennan Valenzuela. RBI single back in the first. Chihuahuas are the AAA affiliate of the Padres. The pitch. Swinging a drive out to right field, sending Hatcher back. The wind blowing it back into the ballpark, and he's shy of the warning track to make the catch. Side retired. Man, the wind just knocked that thing down, and it ends the inning. One run across on a hit. No errors. One runner left on. Top four next. Tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top half of the fourth inning in San Antonio, a 2-2 ball game between the Riders and the Missions. The Rough Riders scoring a couple runs at the top of the first. San Antonio coming back with a run in the first and a run in the third to tie the game. Even though the Rough Riders have won the first three games of this series, it's been a pretty close, hotly contested series overall. Frisco won game one, 3-2, won game two, 6-3, and then a 6-4 win in the finale yesterday. The pitch is high and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes to Rodriguez starting the fourth. Yesterday's capper of the doubleheader was the best game of all three. The pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. The Rough Riders trailed in that game 4-3 going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the windback by the right-hander and the 2-0 pitch on the way. Another breaking ball. This one clips the top of the zone a strike. 2-1. Kellen Strom then came up and singled home two runs and then stole second base, and he came in to score as the ball went into center, and it was misplayed by the center fielder Dungan. That pitch is low, and it's three balls and one strike to Rodriguez. The Rough Riders then saw two aboard in the top of the seventh, the 3-1. Swinging a chopper foul to the left side. It's 3-2. Ricky DeVito on for Frisco. It was two aboard and one down in the top of the seventh inning for San Antonio with the Rough Riders as the acting home team. It was a line drive hit to this man, Caber Rodriguez at second. He made a beautiful diving catch, fully extended to his right. Payoff pitch, cued off the end of the bat, foul into the netting right side. Three balls and two strikes still.
Rodriguez made the diving catch and then flipped to second for a double play. An incredible ending to that game. Really saved the game, because if that ball would have gone through, the game would have been tied with two aboard. Here's Lizarraga with the 3-2. Low and away, ball four. Rodriguez, after his RBI double in the first inning, works a walk here in the fourth. Bimelec Ortiz stands in for the Rough Riders after bouncing out to first in the first inning to end the frame. Ortiz, yesterday in game two of that doubleheader, hit a fly ball that went foul down the right field line. The pitch. A breaking ball for a strike inside edge, 0-1. He absolutely hammered it down the right field line. And talking with Aaron Zavala before today's game, he was saying that that's the furthest ball he's ever seen hit. Just turned on it. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. We don't get live data here in San Antonio like we do at home, you know, exit velocity and distance and all that stuff. But chatting with Jason Ferrari, the data apprentice for the Rangers assigned here to the Rough Riders, he gave us the data on that foul ball, the 1-1. That's on the outside corner, a strike. And it's 1-2. Ortiz hit that ball 110 miles an hour off the bat and just foul down the right field line, estimated 420 feet, but it looked even further than that. Bidding for his fourth home run, and that's the kind of power that he possesses, the kind of power you expect to see from him throughout the season. 1-2 pitch. He swings and pops it up. Left side, foul ground, leaking into the stands. Still one ball, two strikes with nobody out and a runner aboard for the Rough Riders here in the fourth inning. Tied at 2. Ortiz hit 33 home runs last year between low A and high A. Led all of minor league baseball in slugging percentage at .619. Throw goes over to first. Rodriguez back in on his belly safely. He hasn't been the same hitter this season in Frisco. His total OPS, on-base plus slugging, is lower than his full slugging percentage last season. Under .600 OPS for him with the Rough Riders. 1-2. Down and in with a breaking ball. Two balls, two strikes. Takes you back to a moment that he had during spring training. He was sitting at lunch and eating. He was in big league camp with the big league team. And he had an open seat next to him. Well, somebody sat down right next to him. 2-2 pitch. Takes high and outside. It's full at 3-2. And he turned and looked, and it was none other than postseason hero for the Rangers last year, Adolis Garcia, someone who he looked up to and introduced himself. That's when they first met. He said Adolis was very nice. Here's the stretch of the 3-2. Rodriguez takes off. There's a fly ball hammered foul down the right field line. And it's still three balls and two strikes. And Adolis asked him if he, you know, what level he was at last year, and he said, oh, I finished the season in high A last year. He said, wow, you're already up in big league camp? You must have had a pretty good season. And he did. The 3-2, swinging a ground ball to second. De La Cruz up with it, on to second base for one. Ditter to first, got him for the double play. 4-6-3. Bases clear, two down here in the fourth inning for Max Acosta. Tied at 2. Basically, Garcia imparted some wisdom on Abimelech Ortiz, saying, you know, this is going to be a tough transition. Double A is very similar to the big leagues in a lot of ways. There's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a line drive into right center field. Dungan back on the run, now coming into the alley, and he makes the catch. Side to retire. Pair of lineouts to center field for Acosta. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom four coming up next. Tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. As the Rough Riders speed through the 2024 Texas League schedule, we're getting ready to head to the racetrack on Friday, June 14th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. Enjoy plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game and make sure to lift in the corners. Get your tickets for June 14th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson retakes the hill for the Rough Riders. We go bottom four, tied at two. Michael De La Cruz, Robert Perez, Juan Zabala, 6, 7, and 8 in the order due up. De La Cruz bounced out to second in the first inning. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter. Switch hitter. First pitch. Breaking ball high and away. One ball and no strikes. Anderson surrendered a run in the first on an RBI single by Brandon Valenzuela. And a sack fly from Clay Dungan pushed across the game tying run in the third. 1-0. Bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. De La Cruz has shown off his defensive versatility in this series, playing catcher and second base. At second base today. 1-1. He lines it foul into the netting on the left side. Ball and two strikes on the San Antonio second baseman. He's had a really tough season offensively, though. Playing in his 26th game, he's hitting just 163 with one extra base hit. 1-2. Low and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. A guy who's seen plenty of baseball over the years. It seems like he's been in San Antonio forever. He's 31 years old. Pitch, line foul to the left side. It's still two balls, two strikes. It's his third, or make it his second season here in San Antonio. Put 100 games for the Missions last year. Had an OPS just under 700. 2-2. Fouls it off. Hits the ground, comes up and hits the barrel of his bat on his backswing. Caroms over towards the on-deck circle where Robert Perez waits. Still two balls, two strikes. It's been quite the career arc for Michael De La Cruz, who began his career with the Blue Jays all the way back in 2013. 2-2. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. Anderson off the mound, fields, slings it on to first and gets it. One away. Robert Perez Jr. the batter now. Tied at two, bottom four. Ground out to short, first time up for Robert Perez Jr. Anderson working from the stretch with nobody aboard. He rifles in. Check swing on a high fastball. He went around. It's 0-1. Slight pull side shift on the infield for Perez. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-2. Sun starting to set. Lights have taken effect. It's turned out to be a really pleasant night for baseball. 0-2. Swinging a line shot hit to left field right at Aaron Zavala. He makes the two-handed squeeze right in front of his body. Two outs. Boy, that ball was hammered on the 0-2 pitch, but Zavala had it played perfectly. Juan Zabala now. 2-2 ball game. Riders and Missions. Frisco looking for their sixth consecutive win. Stretch in the pitch. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Starting pitchers have been fantastic for the Rough Riders during this winning streak. Outside of game two of the doubleheader yesterday with Florencio Serrano, who's not a normal starting pitcher. He went 2 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs, but over this 5-game winning streak, the Rough Riders starters, even with that start, have a 1.85 ERA. 0-1, swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outside corner, it's 0-2. Dane Acker, Emiliano Teono, Josh Steven, Ryan Garcia, and Florencio Serrano starting the 5 games during this winning streak. 0-2, swinging a pop-up right side. That one leaks out of play, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. They've all gone at least 5 innings, except for Serrano, who, again, is a bullpen pitcher and not expected to go very long in his start yesterday. Acker went 5, Teodo 6, Steven 5 2/3, and Garcia went 5. 0-2 pitch. Fastball simmers high. Ball and 2 strikes. The bullpen has been really good during this winning streak as well, with a 2.16 ERA. Everything has kind of come together. 1-2. Low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Zabala. 8-hole hitting DH today. He singled back in the second. Anderson comes ready from the stretch. He deals. Swinging a drive down the left field line. Zabala going back. He's at the warning track, circling under it, and he can't get it. It falls in, a fair ball right next to the line. It's a double for Juan Zabala. Man, that was a banana route and a half from Aaron Zabala. He went back to the wall, and the wind just took a hold of it and blew it over towards the line. He got back to the warning track and just ran parallel to the wall into the corner. Could not make the play. Oh, Ray Patrick Ditter, the batter now. He bounced into a 6-4-3 double play in the second. Anderson readies. He fires. Popped up right side, and it's foul out of play. 0-1. That's a double, no doubt about it, but probably a ball that Anderson would like to see the inning come to an end on. And this tie game at 2-2, trying to put out the threat right here. 0-1. Swinging a chopper to third. Chavez has got it. A couple of side steps on to first, and he throws that way to get him. Side retired. No runs on a hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're into the top of the fifth inning next. It's 2-2, Rough Riders and Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads and Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sock Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
At the top of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Missions tied at two. Frainer Chavez leads it off for the Riders. First pitch is a chopper back up over the hill. Bouncer up the middle, and it leaks through into center. A base hit. Frainer Chavez with a ground ball with eyes up the middle. Rough Riders have their leadoff man aboard in the fifth for Daniel Mateo. 2-2 game. Mateo struck out back in the second. Trying to get to Lizarraga. Frisco has had plenty of hard-hit baseballs. Some missed opportunities, though. First pitch. And Mateo gets nailed in the back. A breaking ball that slipped out of his hand. Well, first two have reached for the Rough Riders. Talk about an opportunity. That brings Aaron Zavala up, who has doubled today. One of the biggest missed opportunities today was the third inning when Zavala doubled. That was to lead it off. Liam Hicks, Cody Freeman, and Josh Hatcher then were retired in order. Hatcher hammered the ball up the middle, but Lizarraga made an incredible catch with his reflexes off to his left side. First pitch. Zavala swings, hits it foul on the ground off the fist over towards the Mission's bullpen, and it's 0-1. Lizarraga, his first go-around against the Riders, gave up a lot of hits. The only player who had two hits is Kellen Strom, and he's not in the lineup today. The 0-1. Inside, nearly hits Zavala at the ankles. One ball and one strike. So you don't have Kellen Strom, who is also hitting .538 this season against San Antonio. The Riders trying to manufacture. 1-1. Down and in. Missing in the dirt. And it hit him. It clipped the top of his foot. A breaking ball hits Zavala. It's back-to-back hit by pitches, and the bases are now loaded. How about that? Liam Hicks stands in now. He's 1-for-2 today. Back foot breaking ball, literally. Hicks, the catcher, is singled into center and popped out in foul territory to third. First pitch, takes a breaking ball outside. It's 1-0. Now a serious opportunity for the Riders. Bases loaded, nobody out. Tied at two in the top of the fifth inning. Riders 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. The offering is down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Along with Corpus Christi, the Riders and the Hooks are the two teams that have not hit a grand slam this season in the Texas League. Hicks has one home run this year. 2-0. He swings and misses an elevated breaking ball. 2-1. He calls time and steps out. And there is action now in the bullpen down the left field line for San Antonio. It's a right-handed side armor getting loose. Ethan Routson. We saw a couple times in Frisco last time the Missions came on. 2-1 toss. Strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-2 now on Hicks. Turns around and talks to Patience about it. Chavi at third, Mateo at second, Zavala at first. 2-2. Down low in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. Obviously, the runners will not be taking off, with nobody out. 3-2 on Hicks, nowhere to put him. Cody Freeman on deck. Lizarraga Rennies. Payoff in. Breaking ball, high and away, ball four, and the Riders have the lead on the bases loaded walk. Hicks, a walk machine as of late, picks up the base on balls in the RBI, 3-2 Rough Riders, and Cody Freeman due up, not before Valenzuela goes out and will chat with his 20-year-old right-hander. Infield comes in as well to chat on the mound. Cody Freeman doubled in the first. He struck out in the third, but he has been incredibly good for the Riders in these kind of scenarios. .298 hitter on the season. Seventh in the Texas League. A chance to blow this game open. The Rough Riders already taking the lead. 3-2, their first time on the board since the first inning. Trying to knock the young right-hander out of the game. Doesn't get much easier with Josh Hatcher on deck after Freeman. And interestingly enough, you have the left-hander on deck. The right-hander Routson warming up is kind of a sidearm right-hander. Much more effective against right-handed pitching, right-handed batters, I should say, but they stick with the right-hander in Lizarraga. He steps off. That's Arita with the signs. Freeman steps out accordingly. Freeman 2-for-7 in the series. Looking to come up big. First pitch. Swinging a chopper up the middle. De La Cruz has got it. Steps in the bag at second for one. Throw to first to double play. Run scores. And it's now 4-2 Riders, but no RBI. That is certainly not what Freeman wanted. Here's Josh Hatcher. And we'll see if they do stick with Lizarraga. Looks like they will. Riders grounded to their second double play today. Hatcher, left-handed batter. First pitch. Breaking ball outside. 1-0. Hatcher is 0-for-2 with an RBI fielder's choice earlier today. One-oh pitch. Swinging a drive down the right field line into the corner. It's down and all the way to the fence. Zavala scores. Hatcher on his horse up to second. He pulls in right there. RBI double for Josh Hatcher. Riders extend the lead. It's now 5-2. Boy, that ball was crushed into the right field corner. Josh Hatcher with an RBI two-bagger. Keber Rodriguez bats now. But he will not face Victor Lizarraga. Luke Bont's out of the dugout. He'll make the pitching change. Rough Riders leading 5-2 now in the top of the fifth inning. And a call to the bullpen for the Missions. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network here in the fifth.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ethan Routson is the new pitcher for the San Antonio Missions as we play in the top of the fifth inning. Three runs in for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher at second after his RBI double. Riders leading 5-2. Gabriel Rodriguez stands in. Right-handed batter against Ethan Routson, the new pitcher. And he fires home. Swinging a chopper, third base side. Reyes has got it. Straightens and throws him out. Side retired. One pitch, one out for Ethan Routson to end the fifth, but it's a fruitful one for Frisco. Three runs on two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We're to the bottom of the fifth. It's 5-2. Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the fifth inning. Rough Riders now leading 5-2 over the San Antonio Missions. Top third of the order due up Ripken Reyes. He's 1-for-2 today with a double. First pitch home from Anderson. Reyes shows bunt. Takes a strike after pulling it back, and it's 0-1. Anderson has really settled things in. Allowed a double in the fourth. It was kind of a wind-aided double. The 0-1. High and tight. Backed him away with a fastball. It's 1-1. He's looked a lot better over the last couple innings. He readies in the 1-1. The breaking ball misses outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And the Rough Riders have given him some offense now, which always helps. Anderson has not been given a ton of offense in his starts. 2-1. Just low, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. In his 7 prior starts, he's getting just an average of 3.1 runs a game. By the Rough Riders offense, a total of 22 runs. He's been given 5 so far today. Reyes steps out after calling time. Always helps a little bit when you're pitching with the lead. Rough Riders, of course, hoping to get a first half bid to the playoffs. The pitch is grounded foul to the right side. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Reyes, and they're in sole possession of first place after their doubleheader sweep yesterday. They have the second best record in all of Double A now as well. Birmingham, the White Sox affiliate, with a 31-16 record. The pitch is grounded foul again to the right side. Still 3-2. One game up on the Rough Riders. So a loss by Birmingham and a Frisco win, and they'd be tied for the best record in AA. Anderson looks in. And the pitch is grounded to the right side. Ortiz dives, smothers it, can't pick it up. He didn't get it in his glove. He just knocked it down. It was in front of him, and he tried to grab it with his glove instead of with the bare hand. And he missed it. It's an infield single for Ripken Reyes, his fifth hit of the series. There's Clay Dungan. Birmingham, by the way, is losing to Rocket City 5-4 now in the top of the fifth. So we'll see if Birmingham does come from behind or if the Riders can win this one and tie them for the best record in Double A. Stretch in the first pitch. Dungan watches a strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. Clay Dungan started the season with AAA El Paso and then was sent down here to work on one thing in particular, a new position, playing center field. The 0-1. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. Ortiz has got it. Slings it onto second, but it's a wild throw, and it goes out into left field. Reyes onto third. Zavala's throw there. Not in time. 3-0 error from Abimelech Ortiz as he threw it behind the runner, and Acosta, the shortstop, lost sight of it. It crossed him up, and it went past him off to his left and out into left field. Dungan remains at first, and here comes John Goebel. He'll pop out of the dugout and go chat with Anderson. The runners on the corners, nobody out in the fifth inning, 5-2 Rough Riders lead it. Cole Cummings is due up. Well, Dungan has played six positions in his minor league career. He came up with the Royals initially, spending the last two seasons in AAA Omaha and then signing with the Padres in the offseason. But he had only played one game in his career in center field, and that was one time for Omaha, which is his first season in 2022 playing the outfield. He played one game in center. But since being sent back down here, he's played 12 games in center field, trying to get him more comfortable out there. Trying to find any path to the big leagues he possibly can. He's entirely an infielder coming up initially through the system. So here's Cole Cummings with runners on the corners and nobody out. The pitch, high and outside. It's one ball and no strike. Riders out hitting San Antonio 6-5. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Fastball, letter high outside corner, evens the count at 1-1 on the called strike. It's officially fielder's choice E3 on the throw from Abimelech Ortiz. The Riders, a rare error, even though they've been not as sharp in this series. The 1-1. Swinging a soft tapper foul back behind home plate. It's 1-2. They have been the best team error-wise in all of minor league baseball defensively coming into this one. Based on fielding percentage, they're still tied for the best in all minor league baseball. It's just their 27th error here in their 48th game. 1-2. High and outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz has had some troubles over at first base, but it's really his first bad throw at first since the opening series at Wichita. 2-2. High and inside. Barely missing. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. And now Andy Rodriguez is starting to loosen out of the bullpen and down the right field line. He was loosening it in the 7th inning yesterday in the doubleheader, game 2. Payoff pitch on the way to Cummings. We'll have to wait a quick throw over to first. Not in time. Cummings is 0-2 today with a pop out and a line out to left. 2 strikes. Chavez evacuates third. Plays closer to where the shortstop would play in the pole side shift. Payoff pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Is right on the money. Got him. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Perfect throw by Liam Hicks. 2 down, and the runner Reyes stays at third. Oh, couldn't have asked for a better situation right there. Caught stealing, 2-6. And Cummings down on the high fastball, a perfect pitch for Hicks to throw on. So 2 outs, Robbie Tenerowitz bats, runner at third, the pitch. Fastball strike outside corner. It's 0-1. 5-2, Rough Riders lead it. Man, what a throw. Acosta did not have to move his glove at all. Just placed it right down. 0-1. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Of course, you always think about putting it on the bag. That's the best throw, but that one was just slightly up the line towards first base. An even better than perfect throw. To nab the runner, Dungan. First time he's been caught here at the AA level in six attempts. The ball skips away down the right field line. And the bullpen. Josh Hatcher has to go grab it. Gotta love those on-field bullpens. Had it twice yesterday. No balls, two strikes on Tenorowicz. He's walked twice today. Anderson's pitch. Check swing and a high fastball. He went around, strike three. Ben Anderson allows two to start the inning and then pitches around it, picking up back-to-back strikeouts. No runs on a hit, one error, and one runner left on base. 5-2 Riders to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Abby Malek Ortiz leads it off for the Riders in the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-2. Frisco out in front. A three-run top half of the fifth, vaulting them in front. Ethan Routson used just one pitch to get out of the fifth, and he deals home to Ortiz. Swinging a chopper out to second. Two hops to De La Cruz. He's got it off his left shoulder and tosses on to first to get Ortiz. But now two pitches, two outs for Routson. Maximo Acosta, who's seen just two pitches today in his two at-bats, makes his way to the plate. Couple lineouts to center field. Acosta, right-handed batter. Andy Rodriguez continues to loosen in the Frisco bullpen down the right side. So we'll see A-Rod come the bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Fastball rides inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Acosta back in the lineup. We're excited to see him back and healthy. The 1-0. Strike in the upper edge inside corner with a breaking ball. Ball and a strike. Someone who the Rough Riders are hoping to really get going. He's the youngest player on this roster at 21 years old. Routson deals. Swinging a pop up, back and out of play behind home plate. Ball and two strikes. Tough at bat for him against the sidearm right hander in Routson. 26 year old, works with a sinker, slider, and changeup arsenal. St. John's products. He was signed as a non-drafted free agent on the 2020 season. So far with San Antonio making his 11th appearance, a 3.86 ERA. He readies in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to the left side. Ditter backhands it short. Straightens, throws low on to first. And Erwitz digs it out of the dirt. In time to get Acosta. Good play on both ends. Two up, two down, and a couple ground outs. So far, Routson has faced three hitters. He's gotten a ground out to third, a ground out to second, and now ground out to short. Here's Freiner Chavez. 5-2 Rough Riders. Chavez singled on a chopper up the middle in the fifth. Routson deals. Swinging a liner foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-1. Routson, when he gets ready to throw, does the same exact thing that both Aiden Anderson and Grant Anderson do. He taps the glove in his, or the glove in the ball. The pitch is a ground ball up the middle, and that leaks through into center. Freiner Chavez has a couple singles into center in each of his last two at-bats. It's a two-out base hit for the Riders here in the sixth inning, their seventh of the day. Daniel Mateo makes his way to the plate now. Routson has the ball in his right hand and then takes it out of the glove and taps it in the glove and then removes it and throws to the plate. It's like a timing mechanism. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Mateo. Breaking ball rides inside on him with a slider and it's 1-0. Mateo was hit by a pitch his last time up. Strikeout in the second, his first trip. Speaking of Aiden Anderson, he's been pitching really well in AAA. 1-0, fouled straight back. Ball and a strike. 26-year-old out of McNeese State, Anderson started with the Rough Riders this year. He has a 1.06 ERA in AAA across eight appearances. 19 strikeouts in 17 innings. 1-1 on the way. I have to wait. A throw goes over to first. Looking to join his brother up in the big leagues, Grant Anderson, currently pitching with the Rangers. The only tough thing is they're pretty similar pitchers, and so it's tough to argue for a need for both of them on the same roster. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Easy play for Reyes. He's got it. Flips it on to second for the out. And the side is retired. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded in the sixth for the Rough Riders. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-2. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Andy Rodriguez comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen as we make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-2 Frisco in game four of this series. The Rough Riders in command up three and looking to win their sixth in a row. Andy Rodriguez's emergence from the bullpen means the day is done for Ben Anderson in his start. He goes five innings, allowing two runs on five hits. He struck out two and walked three. Very uncharacteristic the three walks, but still turned in a pretty good start. First pitch home, high and outside to Brandon Valenzuela. It's 1-0. Five runs on seven hits and an error for the Rough Riders. The Mission's two runs on five hits and no errors. Rodriguez, right-handed pitcher, goes from the windup, the 1-0. Fastball, strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 1-1. Rodriguez, the 25-year-old native of Cuba, 6'1", 165 pounds. Making his 14th appearance on the season for the Riders, he's 1-0 with a 3.22 earned run average. He rocks back here in the 1-1. That one misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. 24 strikeouts in 22 and a third innings. Opponents just hitting 169 against him. And he has been a really pleasant surprise for the Riders this year. The pitch. Fouled away. Back behind home. It's 2-2. A guy who Frisco has turned to for long relief situations. And he's consistently been able to pour in two solid innings or more. His season high 2 2/3 innings. Actually against these San Antonio Missions. 2-2. Just a bit high, and it's three balls and two strikes. That was back on May 8th. He surrendered just a run across those 2 2/3 innings. He has his sign working against the left-handed batter. Payoff pitch on the way. Inside, he walked him. A free pass for Valenzuela beginning the sixth inning. Michael De La Cruz hits now. He's 0-2 today. Walks have been the one issue for Andy Rodriguez. He's walked 9 over his 13 outings, and after that leadoff walk, John Goble immediately comes out of the dugout. Pitching coach will go out and chat with Rodriguez. Freiner Chavez will probably translate here. Rough Riders third baseman. Rodriguez made his minor league debut last year, starting with high A and then coming up to the Rough Riders where he struggled. It was kind of a question mark as to what Andy Rodriguez are you going to see this year. In six appearances with Frisco last year, 6 1/3 innings, he allowed 13 runs. But he has been a bright spot in this bullpen, being able to fill a bunch of different roles. So mound visit over, runner at first, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-2 Frisco. Michael De La Cruz, 0-2. Standing in from the left side. Wind starts to pick up a little bit, blowing directly in from center. And the pitch. Fouled away, back behind home off to the left. It's 0-1. Darkness completely surrounding us here in northwest San Antonio. Lights are on. We're about 25 minutes from downtown San Antonio. The 0-1. High and outside. It's one ball and one strike. It's basically equivalent of calling the Rough Riders the Dallas Rough Riders, although we still are technically within city limits here at the Wolf. It's about equidistant, though, when you look at the distance between downtown and or here and Frisco from Dallas. It's a tough thing is the Missions, with a new ownership group that took over last year, they're looking to build a new ballpark and trying to find the rights to get it downtown. The 1-1. Swinging a pop-up back behind home and foul, and it's a ball and two strikes. The Missions, if they were downtown in a brand new ballpark, they would kill. They would do a wonderful job. I mean, this is a massive market, well over 1 million people here in San Antonio. The tough thing about this ballpark and this franchise is they're so far outside of downtown. It takes a while for a lot of people to get out here. 1-2. Swinging a grounder to first. Ronald Ortiz, he throws on to second for one. Return throw to first is in time. A 3-6-3 double play. Perfect throw from Ortiz that time after the throwing error last inning. 3-6-3. Second double play for the Riders today. They lead the Texas League in their sixth in all minor league baseball among non-AAA teams in double plays, and they add two more to their ledger. Robert Perez Jr. stands in now, right-handed batter. And the windback in the pitch. Fastball high, one ball, no strikes. Technically by team name, i.e. the team name and the place where they are located, the 1-0. Strike on the outside corner, it's 1-1. This is the largest market in all of minor league baseball. Frisco technically is the largest market because they're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Here's the line of the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, it's 1-2. But this is an incredibly vibrant market, and especially, you know, you think of the Copa identity that they're wearing tonight, the Flying Chanclas. It's a very Latin-heavy market. And if they were to play downtown, this would be one of the best franchises in all of the minors. As the pitch is cut on and missed for strike three, side retired. Andy Rodriguez allows a leadoff walk, gets a double play behind him, and then a strikeout. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top of the seventh inning next. Riders a 5-2 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the seventh inning in game four of this seven-game series. Rough Riders and Missions, 5-2 Frisco. It's been a good ballgame so far. Top of the order for the Rough Riders due up, Aaron Tavala, who's 1-for-2 with a double and a hit by pitch. Ethan Routson still out there working in his second full inning. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter in the initial toss of the inning. Fouled away to the left side. It's 0-1. Zavala, now two hits in this series. Both have been doubles. Coming up on the end of May. One day left in the month. The 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2. Something we always like to do on the broadcast is look at this day in baseball history. And usually we have some trivia for you. But we don't have a partner, so it's not as much fun. We'll still give you a little bit of trivia. See if you can figure it out. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander kicks in the 0-2 outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Today, it's the second to last day in the month of May, but it was on this date back in 2001 that a Major League record was established for most home runs in the month of May by a single player. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner at the knees. Zavala down on strikes. One out for Liam Hayes. 5-2 Frisco leads here in the seventh. It was initially set, the record, by Mickey Mantle in 1956. He had 20 home runs by the end of May. That was a record for the most homers overall by the end of the month. And then this player did it in 2001. The pitch, fouled back. And it's 0-1. If you know baseball history and you know baseball records, this one should be relatively easy, given the fact that it was in 2001. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-2. The player who did it, it was Barry Bonds. 17 home runs in the month of May in 2001. His home run that did it was his 522nd. The 0-2, low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. That moved him past Willie McCovey and Ted Williams for 11th place all time on the home run list at the time. Of course, he's now the all-time leader. Went on to hit 73 home runs that season. The pitch. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline and foul. 1-2 on Hicks. Still the all-time single-season mark in Major League history. Past Hank Aaron with his 756th home run in 2007, his final year. Here's the stretch from Routson. And the right-hander offers in. Swinging a line shot down the right field line. It hooks foul into the netting. Still a ball and two strikes. Bonds, of course, after hitting 756, didn't stick around much longer. He finished with 762 career home runs, the all-time record, all-time leader in most walks and most intentional walks as well in his major league career. Routson ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Inside on Hicks. Two balls, two strikes with one out and the bases clear here in the seventh. 5-2, Rough Riders leading. Right-hander, the 2-2. Hicks swings, grounds it right to the third baseman Reyes, but it took a funky hop and rolls past him out into left field. Oh, Hicks aboard. And we'll see how they score that one, whether they give him a base hit or charge an error to Reyes. It looked like it hit the lip of the grass and just, instead of bouncing up, dove straight down. And it went under his glove as he tried to backhand it. Cody Freeman stands in now. Runner at first, one down. Top of the seventh, Riders lead by three. Freeman in from the right side, Routson's pitch. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Looks like they have a hit up on the board, so a base hit for Liam Hicks, his second today. Go along with his bases loaded walk in the fifth. 0-1. Swinging a pop-up, right side, foul ground. The first baseman, Tenerowicz, over towards the Riders dugout, and he runs out of room. It's a foul ball. Tenerowicz ran into Kellen Strom. He was up at the top step of the dugout. Those two jarring back and forth playfully. 0-2. Strom with a rare day off. His 32-game on-base streak. Riders haven't needed him tonight. 5 runs on 8 hits. We'll play in the top of the 7th. Oh, 2 pitch to Freeman. Fastball, strike 3 call. Got him at the letters outside corner. Freeman down on strikes. 2 down. Runner at first for Josh Hatcher. Hatcher laced an RBI double in the fifth inning. His second run batted in of the day, giving him 32 on the season. Routson deals. Swing and a miss. Hatcher comes up empty on a breaking ball in the outside corner on the first pitch. Coming into today, Hatcher was fifth in the Texas League in RBIs. 0-1. He swings, breaks his bat, lines it up the middle, right at the shortstop Ditter. He's got it behind the bag at the chest. Throws sidearm onto first to get Hatcher and retire the side in the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on for the Rough Riders. We go into the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. 5-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez returns to the hill for the Rough Riders in the last of the seventh inning. Frisco with a 5-2 advantage here in San Antonio. Juan Zabala starts it off. It's 8-9 and 1-2 up for San Antonio. Rough Riders in sole possession of first place for the first time since May 2nd after a Midland loss yesterday. There's the wind back by Andy Rodriguez. First pitch on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Taking a look at the Texas League scoreboard, Midland and Corpus Christi postponed due to rain today. So they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. 0-1. Swinging a line drive into center field. Right at Mateo coming in a couple of strides. He makes the catch. One away. Ray Patrick Ditter bats now. Ditter. 5-2 Frisco. Nine-hole hitting Ditter. Elsewhere around the Texas League, Arkansas an 8-3 advantage over Amarillo. That's in the top of the eighth inning. Rodriguez peels and deals. A bunt down the third baseline. Rodriguez off the hill. Bare hands. Turns. Throws on a first. Throws it up the first baseline. It's backed up by Josh Hatcher, and right fielder gets to it, but not before Ditter makes it onto second. So a single and an E1, second error of the day for Frisco. Really athletic play by Rodriguez, but his hard throw was up the line, missed by Ortiz. Runner at second, one down here in the seventh. Everyone coming in and checking on Rodriguez to see if he's okay. He planted a little bit awkwardly when he barehanded that ball and turned it through. Such a tough play for any pitcher. A runner at second and one down. Top of the order now in Ripken Reyes. Rodriguez ready from the stretch. He lifts the leg and pitches. It's low and away. One ball, no strikes. Elsewhere around the league, Tulsa thumping Northwest Arkansas right now. They're in the top of the sixth inning. It's 15-1 Tulsa. One nothing pitch. Swinging a liner foul to the right side. One ball, one strike. Springfield is 7-4 lead over Wichita as well. They're in the top of the eighth inning. Looking at the Rangers affiliates, Round Rock leading 6-0 over El Paso. And that game just into the eighth inning. Johnny Cueto got the start for Round Rock. The pitch is a soft liner out to second base. Right at Rodriguez, he makes the shoestring catch. Two down. Clay Dungan bats now, left-handed batter. 5-2, Rough Riders lead it, bottom of the seventh. Johnny Cueto went six innings scoreless in that game. Former Rider Yeri Rodriguez, a scoreless inning in relief. On the offensive side, Jonathan Ornelas with a triple. He's got two hits, an RBI, and a couple runs scored. First pitch, it's just inside. It's 1-0 to Dungan. Sandro Fabian doesn't have a hit today, but he's hitting .323 on the season. Former Rider has been really good this year. 1-0 offering on the way. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Dustin Harris has been serviceable as well. He's out in center field defensively today. He was only a left fielder when he played for the Rough Riders as well as first base. 764 OPS. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike on Dungan, the center fielder. Harris has hit 5 homers this year. He's still just 24 years old, and he has a good opportunity to make the big leagues if he keeps playing like that. So Round Rock up 6-0 in the 8th. Hickory visiting Winston-Salem, the White Sox affiliate. They lost 5-2 earlier today. Pitch is down low and inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacob Maton with the loss in that game, former Rider. Down East hosting Fredericksburg, the Nationals affiliate. A 6-3 win at home out in Kinston. Swinging a ground ball, hard hit, knocked down by Ortiz on a dive. Rodriguez collects, throws on the first, it's dropped. Rodriguez couldn't catch it. So it was Caber Rodriguez who barehanded it after it went off Ortiz's glove. He threw to Andy Rodriguez covering, and he dropped it at the first base bag, just closed the glove too quickly. It's a base hit for Dungan. Ditter down to third base, runners on the corners now and two outs. That was a wild play. Here's Cole Cummings now, who's 0-3. And time calling the quick mound visit just to give a breather. Andy Rodriguez has had to try to field his position today. And Abimelech Ortiz has been active over there at first base as well all game long. Riders leading 5-2 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. There is action out of the in the San Antonio bullpen down the left field line as well. It's Raul Brito who's warming. Cummings stands in from the left side after the mound visit. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander pitches. High and inside. 1 ball and no strikes. 5 runs on 8 hits for the Riders. 2 runs on 7 hits for the Missions. San Antonio is 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. 1-0. Swinging a pop-up left side. A long run for Chavez in foul ground. The third baseman makes the catch, and the side is retired. So Rodriguez gets himself into a jam, and he gets out of it with a pop-up in foul ground. No runs on 2 hits, an error, and 2 left on. Top of the 8th inning next, it's 5-2 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Raul Brito is the new pitcher for San Antonio, the 27-year-old in the top of the eighth inning. Riders leading 5-2, looking to pad the lead. 6'1", 180-pound right-hander. Making his 10th appearance this season, he's 1-1 with a 4.09 ERA. Making his second appearance of this series as well, and he fires in the first pitch. It's up and away to Caber Rodriguez leading off the inning. It's 1-0. Through an inning and a third scoreless and the opener back on Tuesday. Stretch in the 1-0. Rodriguez takes high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Got some beautiful smells wafting up here into the booth. The concession stand still active here in the eighth inning in San Antonio. It makes you hungry. Here's the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch. Strike in the outside corner. 2-1. A lot of hot dog smells. Some barbecue. You really ought to add Reuben sandwiches to the menu at ballparks. That would really hit the spot. Get some pumpernickel bread. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle right at the second base bag. It just avoids it. De La Cruz has got it. Slings its sidearm onto first base. Caber Rodriguez is retired. One away here in the eighth inning. Malek Ortiz to the plate. Some sauerkraut on that, Ruben. That sounds like a good ballpark food. That needs to be added to the menu. Malek Ortiz standing in. He's 0 for 3 today. The pitch. High and outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Brian Chi is loosening out of the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line, so we'll see him once we mosey our way into the bottom of the eighth inning. 5-2 Frisco. 1-0 pitch. Inside all the way back to the backstop. 2 balls and no strikes. Ortiz has grounded out 3 times today, once into a double play. Brito readies. He deals. Swing and a miss. Massive rip from Ortiz on a 2-0 pitch. 2-1. Brito last year pitched 17 games in San Antonio. 2.68 ERA. It's been a little bit more of a struggle this season. 2-1. Swing and a miss and another big rip, and it's 2-2. That's the thing about being a reliever, though. Sometimes you can have just one bad outing and it can really inflate your ERA. He allowed 2 runs in his second outing and then 2 runs in his second to last most recent outing. He readies here, the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Ortiz down on strikes. 3 straight swings. 2 down for Maximo Acosta. 5-2, Riders lead it, top of the eighth. The life of a reliever can be very volatile in the minor leagues. Very quick leash. Acosta's 0 for 3 in his return off the injured list. Hit a couple balls hard, though. Very aggressive hitter. First pitch on the way. Fastball laced into center field. Right at Dungan moving over, and he makes the catch. Man, Acosta has hit 3 balls hard to center field. They've all ended up in Dungan's mitt in the air. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base in the eighth inning. Bottom eight coming up. Riders a 5-2 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for A Night About Nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for A Night About Nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders turn to their third pitcher of the night. Their second out of the bullpen, it's Brian Chi who takes the hill. The bottom of the eighth inning, Frisco leading 5-2. Chi, right-handed pitcher, taking over for Andy Rodriguez, who through two scoreless innings in his outing, allowing a couple hits, struck out one and walked one as well. First pitch, a strike to Robbie Tenerowitz on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Chi ready from the stretch. He winds back and deals. That clips the outer edge of the breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-2. Chi wearing number 52 on his back, the 25-year-old. 6 foot, 205 pounds. He has his sign, shoulder square to the third base bag in the 0-2. Swinging a soft ground ball up the middle, off to the left side. Right there is the third baseman, Freiner Chavez. He picks it and throws on to first for the out. One away for Brandon Valenzuela. Chi making his fourth appearance with the Riders. He's allowed 7 runs, 6 earned over 6 2/3 innings. Like we talked about before, though, that can be a little skewed just based on a couple bad outings. He allowed 4 runs in 2 2/3 innings his last time out against Midland. He rocks back first pitch. Inside corner, a strike to Valenzuela. It's 0-1. 5 runs on 8 hits for the Riders. 2 runs on 7 hits for San Antonio. Chi has his sign with a glove at the belt. Left foot back, he kicks up in the air and deals. It's down low, and it's 1-1. If you're just joining us, the Riders put up 2 runs in the top of the first inning. Josh Hatcher, an RBI ground out, and then Caber Rodriguez, an RBI double. San Antonio came back with a run of their own in the bottom half of the first. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. And it's down and in, 2-1. Rough Riders saw the game get tied after San Antonio knotted it with a sack fly in the third from Clay Dungan. But put up 3 runs in the fifth for Frisco to take the lead. 2-1. Swinging a fly ball into left center field. Hanging up in the air for Zavala. Trotting in. He's called off by the shortstop. Acosta makes the catch. 2 down for Michael De La Cruz. 5-2 Riders lead it. Home half of the eighth. Rough Riders scored those 3 runs on a bases-loaded walk, an RBI double, and a ground into a double play for Cody Freeman. Michael De La Cruz, 0-for-3 today, climbs in for the left-handed batter's box. Ryan Chi, the right-hander, has his sign. He fires. And clips the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Chi has pitched across 3 different levels this year. High A, Double A, and Triple A. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive foul down the right field line. It's 0-2. He's been kind of a plug-and-play type of pitcher out of the bullpen for the Rangers organization. Really good in High A, 6 2/3 innings, allowing just 2 unearned runs. Struggled in both Double A and Triple A. He's ready here, and he's ahead 0-2. He flicks it home. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. Takes a high hop for Ortiz. He's got it. First baseman beats De La Cruz to the pillow, and the side is retired. 1-2-3 inning for Brian Chi. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We roll to the top of the ninth inning. Frisco a 5-2 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Freiner Chavez starts the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders a 5-2 lead. 8-9-1 due up against Raul Brito, and the right-hander fires. Swinging a line shot down the right field line in towards the corner, and it's a foul ball. 0-1. Chavez, owner of back-to-back singles in his last two at-bats. He's 2-for-3 today. Bidding for an extra base hit there, but just a little bit out in front. Really tough to get it anywhere when you put it in the air with this wind tonight, blowing in from center. 0-1 pitch. He swings and lines it into shallow left field, and that one drops in. It's a base hit for Chavi and his third hit today. Freiner Chavez with three singles. Daniel Mateo bats now. Chavez tying his season high with three hits. First time since May 9th that he's done it. Funny enough, it was against San Antonio. Chavez with the base hit, and here's Daniel Mateo. Right-handed hitter. Mateo is 0-for-2 today with a hit by pitch and a run scored. First pitch. He swings and misses. Back pick down to first. Quick tag, not in time. 0-1. This is game four of the seven-game series. We'll have game five tomorrow. Nick Kraut takes the ball with a 7:05 first pitch time. Kraut 3-2 with a 6.75 ERA. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball. Another whiff from Mateo. It's 0-2. Left-hander Austin Krobe slated to start tomorrow, we think, for San Antonio. 2-1 with a 4 ERA. It's been tough to nail down when Krobe's actually going to start in this series. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch, runner takes off, swinging a pop foul out of play down the right side. It's still 0-2. We thought Krobe was going to be the starter today. Turned out he is tomorrow. Left-hander is number 9 prospect in the organization. And then that really tough weekend duo for the Rough Riders coming up on Saturday and Sunday with Dane Acker and Emiliano Teodo. 0-2, runner takes off again. Breaking ball is high. Throw down to second in time. Chavi caught stealing for the second time this series and only the second time all season. 6-for-8 now in stolen bases. 2-4 on the caught stealing. One down, bases clear here in the ninth inning. 5-2, Riders lead it. Dane Acker and Emiliano Teodo have both been so good this year, both with sub-3 ERAs. 1-2. That's high and outside. It's 2-2 on Mateo. Acker with a good start his last time out to lower that ERA back down after a couple of tough starts. And Teodo, he hasn't had many tough starts this year. 2-2. Check swing and a miss and a breaking ball off the outside corner. He went around for strike three. He wanted to check, but umpire Trevor Patience didn't check. He just punched him out. And Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, not happy that he didn't check an appeal down to Ben Engstrand. So Mateo sulks off into his own dugout. Second strikeout for Brito. And here's Aaron Zavala at the top of the card with two outs and the bases clear. Five 5-2, Rough Riders leading. First pitch home. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line and foul. It's 0-1. Emiliano Teodo in his last start allowed a home run. It was his first home run he'd allowed this season and his first extra base hit he'd allowed since his first start of the year. First extra base hit in 6 starts. That was the only run he surrendered in the outing. He has been elite. The 0-1. Inside. 1-1. The only shame is that he's going to be pitching here where we don't have the advanced metrics. We don't have a radar gun, so we're not going to know how good his stuff actually is. From that side, the 1-1. Breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-2. It feels like going back in time. In the pre-2015 days. One ball and 2 strikes. A couple half swings out to the hill. Open stance for Zavala with 2 outs and the bases clear. And the 1-2. High and tight. Backed him off the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Riders have had a hit in every single inning except for 1 tonight. Had a base runner in every single inning except for 1. Excuse me, except for 2. They haven't had a hit in. They've had a base runner in all innings except for 1. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Hit foul on the ground back behind home. And it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's back in the 4th inning when they had a walk and then a double play. But the only 1-2-3 inning was the 8th. Zavala has reached twice today with a double and a hit by pitch. He's 1-for-3. Offering it, he swings, fouls it back. Still 2-2. Liam Hicks on deck has reached 3 times today. Two-two. Breaking ball, grounded foul back behind home. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looks like we'll see Chi again in the bottom of the ninth inning with nobody warming in the Riders' pen. Chi threw a nice inning, 1-2-3. It's the best we've seen him so far this season in his 4 outings with the Rough Riders. And he'll get another crack at the missions. An opportunity as 6-out save. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated, strike 3. Side retired in the top of the ninth inning. 3 strikeouts for Brito. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on. Bottom of the ninth next. Rough Riders going for the victory and 6 consecutive, leading 5-2 when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the ninth inning we go from San Antonio. The Rough Riders, a 5-2 advantage over the Missions. Robert Perez Jr., Juan Zavala, Ray Patrick Ditter. Bottom third of the order against Brian G. in the first pitch. Ryan's high and in, 1-0 on Perez. He's 0-3 tonight. G has retired all three he's seen so far and trying to do that again for a six-out save. Here's the windback in the 1-0. A cue shot foul off the end of the bat towards the Riders' dugout. It's 1-1. The Riders' 10 saves this month are the most in the Texas League and tied for second most in all of minor league baseball in May. An opportunity to make it 11 with Chi on the bump. He readies and deals in. Swing and a miss. Way out in front on the slider. Count goes to 1-1. Excuse me, 1-2. Perez back in from the right side. Chi working from the windup with nobody aboard. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Brian Chi with the strikeout. One away here in the ninth inning. Juan Zavala stands in. Rough Riders' previous high winning streak was 3. They've done that 4 times this year, and they're on the verge of winning their 6th in a row. Right-hander deals to Zavala. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Rough Riders had such a tough season last year. Now, the last time that they won 6 in a row, you have to go back even further. Pitch is high and outside, and it's 1-1. In fact, Rough Riders have played 47 games coming into tonight. They're 30-17. Last year at this exact same juncture, they were 20-27, 7 games under 500. The 1-1, swinging a high fly ball into center field right at Daniel Mateo. He's under it, and he makes the grab. 2 outs here in the ninth inning. 9-0 hitting Ray Patrick Ditter, the final hope now for San Antonio. Last time the Rough Riders won 6 in a row, you have to go all the way back to July 30th through August 6th of 2022 when they won 7 in a row. The pitch. Swing and a foul. Back into Hicks's glove. It's 0-1. The franchise record is 11 in a row. That happened back in 2021. Here's the wind in the 0-1. Swinging a line drive off the end of the bat. Shallow center field. Mateo sprinting on. He's there. He makes the catch. The Riders win. Frisco wins it 5-2. And they have now won 6 straight. Frisco, a 5-2 dominating victory over the San Antonio Missions. And they move to 31-17, the best record in the Texas League. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Riders win it 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
on Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to San Antonio. The Riders win it by a final score of 5-2 over the San Antonio Missions. Here in Game 4 of this series, they win their sixth consecutive game, and they've taken all four in the series to begin it. The final line scores for both teams, Rough Riders with 5 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors, and they stranded 5 on the base paths. The Missions tonight, 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors, they stranded 7. Final game time from San Antonio, 2 hours and 31 minutes, pretty well-paced game. 3,074 the attendance tonight in San Antonio. Take you through the scoring in this one. The Rough Riders got on the board first in the top of the first inning. It was Josh Hatcher with a fielder's choice that brought in the first run. Liam Hicks getting around the tag of Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher. And then Cabo Rodriguez doubled home Cody Freeman to make it 2-0. San Antonio jumped right back, though. An RBI single from Brandon Valenzuela to make it 2-1 in the bottom half of the first inning. And then San Antonio tied it with a sac fly in the third from Clay Dungan. But the Rough Riders, they took the lead decisively in the fifth inning after Franer Chavez, Daniel Mateo, and Aaron Davila all reached to begin the inning. Liam Hicks drew a bases-loaded walk. And then Josh Hatcher, an RBI double following Cody Freeman grounding into a double play to force in another run. So a 3-run fifth, and that's all she wrote for the scoring for this ball game. The Riders winning it 5-2 over the Missions. Ben Anderson picking up the win in the game. He went 5 innings in his start, giving up just 2 runs on 5 hits. Andy Rodriguez with the hold. Brian Chee with his first save on the season, getting the last 6 outs consecutively. The Missions on the other side. Victor Lizarraga with the loss, giving up 5 runs over 4 2/3 innings in his start as he falls to 1-3 on the season. We'll give you a look around the Texas League and the Rangers affiliates when we come back. We'll also set up the pitching matchup for Game 5 of the series tomorrow at 7:05. More to come on the postgame show. Riders win it 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back into San Antonio one final time on this Thursday night. Riders win it 5-2 over the San Antonio Mission. Zach Bigley with you here on the postgame show. Let's take a look around the Texas League at the scoreboard. The big one that matters for the Rough Riders, Midland and Corpus Christi, was postponed. The Rough Riders lead the Rockhounds by one game in the Texas League South standings. Frisco in first place after their doubleheader sweep yesterday, and now lead it by a game and a half after the win today. And Midland will play the doubleheader against Corpus Christi tomorrow because of the makeup due to rain. Elsewhere in the Texas League, one other final. Arkansas wins it 8-3 over Amarillo, while Springfield is 7-5 lead currently in the bottom of the ninth at Wichita. And Tulsa thumping Northwest Arkansas 15-1. That game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. In terms of the Rangers affiliates, the Rangers are off today at the big league level. They'll start their series in Miami tomorrow. And the AAA Round Rock Express, they win it over El Paso 6-3. Johnny Cueto with six shutout innings in his start in that game for Round Rock. At the high A level, Hickory on the road in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They fall to the Dash 5-2, the White Sox affiliate. And down east in Kinston, hosting Fredericksburg, the Nationals affiliate, they win it 6-3 over the Fred Nats. As for the Rough Riders, they'll play the Missions in Game 5 of this 7-game series tomorrow. Nick Krauth gets the ball. He's 3-2 with a 6.75 ERA. He goes against the left-hander Austin Krobe, who's 2-1 with a 4 ERA. First pitch at 7.05 tomorrow for Game 5 of this series. We'll have your pregame coverage starting at 6.50 tomorrow on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll have our pregame chat with Brett Platts, the Rough Riders' strength and conditioning coach. Excited to give you that interview. That was a really fun one, chatting with Brett, who's just a fantastic guy. And we hope that you join us early for that one tomorrow. That's going to do it for us in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible today, for our gracious hosts here in San Antonio, for my partner Luke Maley, and for everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders. I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. 5-2 win for the Rough Riders over the Missions. Rough Riders have won six in a row. They look to make it seven tomorrow. 6:50 pregame, 7:05 first pitch. We'll talk to you then, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!